Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 18th of June of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1815, Napoleon and France were defeated by British forces under Wellington and Prussian troops under Blücher at the Battle of Waterloo. Waterloo. That's all I know of that song. In 1928, on this day, American aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, landing at Berryport, Wales, and then she kept flying, which was a mistake. And happy birthday today to James Montgomery Flagg, who was born in 1877 and was the illustrator of the very famous I Want You posters, with Uncle Sam pointing and saying, I want you. Originally, it was just a private proposal of marriage until his intended spouse joined the army in response and he realized that he had something going there. Your guest today on the podcast is time scientist and probably doctor Matt Kirshen. Welcome back to the show.
It's probably nice to be here, Alice.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in pet news with Dr. Matt. I didn't know you were a pet doctor as well, Matt, but I'm looking forward to finding out what you know.
So am I.
But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, in politics, today marks the official forming of a new nation. The People's Democratic Republic of Northeast Korea is located just east of the current North Korea and extremely north of South Korea, who don't call it Northeast Korea, they just call it, oh no, there's another one. In contrast to the reputation of the Kim Jong regime, Northeast Korea promises to be a more swinging and vibrant place, with the state dedicated to doing away with secrecy and repression by repressing its people openly and in public. At the time of recording, its new democratically elected emperor was touring a factory where factories are made, nodding at the workers there and chewing on a widow. That's all the time we have for the headlines of the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because almost every deep-seated injustice in the modern world is either directly the result of or inextricably entwined with capitalist incentives. But we're worried if we pull on anything too hard, the whole delicately balanced Jenga tower of normality will collapse. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Tables. Have you been eating your breakfast off the floor, you idiot? Have you tried balancing the plate on your head but birds kept eating from your dinner hat? What you need is a table. A table is like a chair, but for food. A chair is the only four-legged thing in your house that you probably don't have to put food on, except maybe your bed, unless you eat in bed, in which case, go ahead. I'm not judging you. I'm not a fan, but we're all excitingly different, and that's what makes life fun, unless you're a racist, in which case your idea of a perfect world is probably just one of those elevators that has mirrors on all sides so you can see yourself reflected into infinity. You can buy a table from any manufacturer of tables, including IKEA, who make tables who have been built by experts and then unbuilt so they can easily be built by you, an amateur. Tables, imagine the floor, but higher. Are you trying to create the inkblot pictures for a Rorschach test? Are you wetting the sponges for a round of electroconvulsive therapy? Are you counselling a couple in the middle of a screaming argument? If you're not sure whether your client is a positive or a negative person, pour them half a glass of water and find out. Half a glass of water, that diagnostic tool of choice for psychiatric professionals for 800 years. For centuries, countries around the world have enjoyed the restorative, calming properties of tea. The Chinese used it for cultural ceremonies. The Japanese used it for cultural ceremonies. The Indians used it for drinking. And the English use it because if they didn't drink tea, they'd snap and kill each other. With that in mind, we're launching Therap-Tea, the only cup where every tea bag has had soothing advice whispered into it by a trained counsellor. Whether you're looking for a sencha full of censure, a chai that helps you find your why, or a Freudian Lapsang Souchong, Therap-Tea has the brew for you. Mmm, tastes of good decisions. And tea.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story, pets news. Matt Kirshen, you've seen pets. What's going on in the world of pets right now?
Oh, have I heck seen pets? Have I gosh, sorry to use cuss languages on this show, but I'm extremely excited about the new big trend in pets, which is hybrids, following the runaway success of the Labradoodle, part Labrador, part Poodle, and the Golden Doodle, part Golden Retriever, part Poodle, and the Corgi Doodle, which I'm told is part Corgi, part whatever the doodle part of a Labradoodle is. Dog researchers have experimented with crossing poodles with more and more things in their quest for the perfect pet. New breeds include the Ausoodle, the Rottwoodle, the Koodle, which is part cat, the Centipoodle, which is a poodle with 100 legs, the Centaur Poodle, which is a quarter man, quarter horse, half poodle, the Feudle, that's part poodle, part sigh of relief, the Pool Noodle, that's self-explanatory, and the Boogie Woogie Poodle Boy of Company B, which is part poodle, part the Andrew Sisters, and all love.
Wow, I'm looking forward to buying one of each. Thank you so much. That's your top story for today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Matt. When I have my Alexa play The Last Post, it always says, "The Bugle presents." I have a few questions. A, what are these presents? B, do the listeners get any? C, will they all be arriving in the box to save on packaging? D, how do you know my address? And E, can they be converted into cryptocurrency? Sincerely, August. Ah, I think I've pronounced that wrong. I think you think... I think what's happened is the Alexa says the Bugle presence, which explains the hilarious misunderstanding that's gone about there. But I read it like presents because that's how it is.
And also, is it August or is it August? Is this person named after a month of the year or a sort of noble sentiment and
yes,
character?
And are both of those named after the same emperor?
Oh, good point.
Or not.
Yeah. And are there more things named after emperors that we're not even aware of yet?
Almost certainly.
How many of your listeners are named after emperors? What percentage? I'd say probably a higher percentage than the average podcast.
Yeah. Maximilian? Probably.
Oh, yeah.
A fair few. Yeah. That's the only emperor I can think of. Nero? Caligula? Oh, I'm on a roll.
And then you got the sort of your Hirohitos and your various emperors from the eastern part of the world.
We should have an emperor collection where you just lick them like stamps.
Yes.
That's not what you do with a stamp collection. If you have a stamp collection, don't lick them. I mean, but I feel it'll devalue them, unless you're very famous, in which case it'll add value.
Or maybe that's just the pleasure you get out of... You didn't necessarily say that it's a valuable stamp collection. It could just be a collection of ordinary first-class stamps. I have a stamp collection that's worth about a fiver and is delicious.
That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you. Oh, do write into us if you're named after an emperor. Thanks for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this leap year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Dr. Matt Kirshen, famously on this podcast originally in episode 40, when we discovered the Picts. Matt Kirshen, a pleasure to have you as always. Have you got anything to plug?
Oh, it's a joy to be here. You can find me on the various social networks as Matt Kirshen. You can find my podcast, Probably Science. Maybe start with the couple of Alice Fraser episodes. I highly recommend those. And also I'd like to plug flossing, the most popular dance move that's also dental advice since 2008's Do the Tongue Scrape. And before that, 1971's Please, Please Brush Your Teeth at Least Once a Week. And I guess you can also wiggle your legs or something.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.